a proud sponsorship of the National FFA Organization. We're talking with Paul Bradwell, the Executive Vice President of Regulatory Programs at U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. So Paul, tell me about more of your partnership that you have going on here at the National FFA Convention.
Well, U.S. Poultry is a proud sponsor of FFA, and us being a sponsor, we also like to come here to the show. It gives us an opportunity to meet these great kids that are involved in FFA, meet them and talk to them about the many opportunities that fall within the poultry and the egg industry, and hopefully their career futures as well.
Now, you're giving away free custard. That just draws me in right away.
Well, it does, and it draws the kids, draws everyone in. Who doesn't love custard? So it brings a lot of kids to the booth, gives us an opportunity while they're standing in a rather long line, again, to talk to them about the many opportunities, the employment opportunities that we have within the poultry, the egg, and the turkey industry within the United States.
What are a few of those conversations that you're having with these FFA members?
Well, you know, they range from, we ask them what they plan on doing with their life. Of course, it's a hard thing to ask a teenager, but, you know, we hope that they're involved. Obviously, they're involved in agriculture, and we hope that they'll take that involvement into their careers. So with that in mind, you know, that gives us this great opportunity. They can work in the field, so they can work with the animals, but they can also work in many parts of the industry that people really don't know about, whether it's accounting, whether it's mechanical, whether it's engineering, whether it's environmental services. So the opportunities are just limitless within the poultry and the egg industry.
So if someone were to ask you in high school, what are you going to be doing in your future career, would you know that you'd be in the spot that you're at today?
Absolutely not. And it's funny you asked me that question, Michelle. I tell people now, I'm up in years now, and I've been working in the industry for about 30 years now. And if you'd asked me that when I was 18 years old, would I work in the poultry and the egg industry, I would have laughed. I'd have said no. But I can tell you, it's a fantastic industry, and I'm blessed to work in it.
So then how did you get to the place that you're at today? How did you find out about all the opportunities you took advantage of?
Well, you know, I really kind of stumbled upon it by education. I'm an engineer, civil and environmental engineer, and I worked for many consultant firms over the years. And one of the consultant firms that I worked for had a branch that worked in the food and beverage industry, worked with two individuals that eventually left that firm, went out on their own, and they asked me to go with them. So that was 30 years ago. Worked as a consultant for many, many years, and 14 years ago, almost to the day, had an opportunity to come to work for U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. So it's just a fantastic industry. I've met friends, I've met colleagues, and look forward to working here many more years.
That is amazing to hear. Now, career success is a huge part to the FFA mission of premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. What does that mean here for U.S. Poultry and Egg?
Well, we've had an opportunity to sponsor FFA for many years. We've had FFA members come to our board of directors meetings and talk to our board of directors about FFA. Of course, many of them already know about FFA because it's a great organization. But, you know, knowing what great kids these are, and we've known people that come into our industry from FFA, it gives them a lot of skills, gives them a lot of opportunity, and we're just happy for them to come into our industry because they are great young individuals.
What's a huge skill that you see the need more of here in the future of agriculture?
I would say communication. You know, as we move forward, people are more interested in where their food comes from. And I know FFA focuses on that greatly, communicating agriculture with the public. And that is a skill that is just going to carry them forward in this industry, as well as the entire ag industry.
Again, that was Paul Bradwell, the Executive Vice President of Regulatory Programs at U.S. Poultry and Egg Association here at the 94th National FFA Convention, making those opportunities for FFA members. With National FFA, I am Michelle Stangler.